Hello and welcome to another edition of Far From Vesuvius, Bets on Napoli. I'm your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, and thank you for tuning in. As always, it's much appreciated. You can find us on all your podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple, whatever the case may be. We are out there. Please rate us. Please subscribe. We really do appreciate it. Like I said, I am your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio. You can find me at Cubani7 on X. We are at Far From Vesuvius on X for all your Napoli needs. We are your one-stop shop for all things Napoli, your number one English source for Napoli news. And this is an interesting week after what's been a more than disappointing season. As we all know, Napoli get set to host Roma at the Maradona in another massive tilt. It would have been even more important had Napoli been a little bit more successful in recent weeks, but we do not need to harp on the bad because it's been tough. Last week, I apologize, we did not produce a podcast. However, if you are following at Far From Vesuvius on X and on all social media platforms, you would have been able to find the bet, because even when we aren't able to put the show out, we do try and still get a bet out there. And fortunately, actually, if you weren't able to follow us, if you weren't able to find us, it probably helped, because the bet did not pay off. As again, it was a disappointing day for Napoli overall. It was a disappointing week for Napoli overall. They have the chance to turn things a little bit. Time is quickly running out. And if you still believe in a Champions League spot, I commend you. Napoli was given a little bit more hope this week. If you weren't made aware, it was announced, or it was declared or made official, if you will, if Roma or Atlanta win the Europa League, they will, Serie A will have 6 spots. So that's huge, right? Like, there's a potential now for 6 teams in Serie A to get into the Champions League, right? So if Napoli are going to sneak in there somehow, some way, as ill-deserved as it may be, that might be their best chance, but it has to start with a win against Roma, right? Like, if Napoli can't get the job done against Roma, this season is done, if it isn't done already. I'm not saying Napoli even have a chance at Europe's, at the world's most prestigious club competition. I don't know if they're going to get there next year. I don't know if they have that opportunity, even if they beat Roma. But if they don't beat Roma, then there's no chance that that opportunity is there, right? I don't care if there's 14 spots. Napoli don't deserve to be there. It is what it is, but they still have that chance potentially, right? So let's look into this game, because again, I know it's been a disappointing year. It's been a disappointing season, but a win against Roma is always a good thing if you are a Napoli supporter, if you are a Napoli fan. Tomorrow's wager will reflect my lack of confidence in this squad at the moment. At times, it just seems like they don't want to play. And I think that's what's frustrating here. There's opportunities for this team to go out there and do some incredible things when you look at the talent on the squad, as they showed last season. But they don't look like the same team at all. And so it's hard right now, when you look at their recent performances, to try and justify putting money down on this team. It's just hard, right? Like, even when you want to, even when you are a faithful fan, a faithful believer, last week had to end all hope, no? A 1-0 loss to Empoli? Really? When you still potentially had a chance at the Champions League? Followed, and that was following a 2-2 draw against Frosinone at home. Napoli have 1 win in their last 7 games overall. 7 games overall. They have 1 win. That includes the Champions League loss against Barcelona. Fine. If you want to just look at Serie A, they have 1 win in their last 6. 2 in their last 7. And that includes a victory over Monza at the beginning of April. And then we're looking all the way back to March 3rd. Against Juventus to find their win before that. their last victory before that. So how can you say, and how can I say here, even if it's a Far From Vesuvius Network show, how can I say that we should be putting money on Napoli? You should be putting money on Napoli. I can't do that. Not in any good conscience. Right? So today's bet, today's wager is going to reflect that. Again, at Far From Vesuvius on X, at Kubani7 on X. Get a hold of me. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what your play of the day is, what your play of the week's been. If you've won money with us, if you've lost money with us. Overall, we are still up, but it's getting tight. So let's look at the week that is. Let's look at the game that's coming up, because it is Napoli. It is Roma. I have a Victor Osimhen shot on target, right? I'm going to go with a Victor Osimhen shot on target, because again, even if Napoli is going to lose, and even if Osimhen, there's times when his performances get pretty frustrating as well, even though he can do some miraculous things. I still think he's going to be good for at least one shot on net, right? Even if he doesn't score, even if he doesn't find the back of the net, even if Napoli are shut out, I still think he's going to get at least one shot on target. And at this point, if that's what we got to rely on to make money, then that's what we're going to do. But I'm going to put a Victor Osimhen shot on target. I think the big man, Romelu Lukaku, is also going to get a shot on target. I don't know if he's going to score. I don't know, he might, if he's going to find the back of the net. I don't know any of that, but I do think, especially with Napoli's defense, which has looked shaky to say the least, I think he's going to get at least one shot, right? It'd be miraculous if he didn't. And if you're Roma, you'd be extremely disappointed if you can at least get one shot on target. But I do think he gets at least one at the Maradona. I'm going to go with over six corners. I think that's a safe, low number. I don't think that's very high. So I think six corners at the very minimum. So I'm going over there. And honestly, if you want to spice things up and you want to try to juice this up, because this is a plus 140 bet overall, you can definitely go plus over seven, eight, even maybe nine corners. I wouldn't be shocked. So that's just a little advice there if you want to spice things up and make things a little bit more juicy. But I'm pretty confident in a plus 140 bet here that if you go with the over six corners, you go with the Lukaku shot on target, you go with the Osimhen shot on target, and you go with both teams to receive a yellow card, at least, sorry, a card. Whether it's yellow, red, whatever the case is, both teams are going to get a card here. And I'd be shocked, right? This is Roma. This is Napoli. This has been a rivalry in recent years. You know, this is a battle that's going to be intense, because there's still a spot to be played for in the Champions League. Again, like I said, I'm not saying Napoli's going to get there, but if they are going to get there, it has to start on Sunday. It has to start with a win against Roma. So I think we're going to see some intensity there. I think we're going to see some fire. I think the Maradona is going to be a culture, and I think it's going to be an intense atmosphere, one that will at least see both squads pick up at least one card. So that's plus 140. That's Osimhen. That's Lukaku. That's over six corners, and that's both teams to get a card at least. At Kubani7, at Far From Vesuvius, let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what your thoughts are, because, again, I know this isn't always an easy thing, and I know we haven't always won. I know last week was difficult. I know the last couple of weeks have been difficult. But when Napoli plays teams like Empoli, like Frosinone, needing a result, you think they go out there and get a victory, and that hasn't been the case this year. And again, that speaks to the kind of season it was, and that speaks to why we are not going with a Napoli victory or a Napoli draw tomorrow. To be honest with you, I have no clue what we're going to see. I could see a Napoli win. I could see it, because Napoli tends to show up for occasions like this, like they did against that Juventus game back on March 3rd. But over the last few weeks, Napoli have just been so disappointing. It's again difficult to say we're going to rely on a result from them. So I think we've put together a bet here that despite what happens on the field, despite what happens on the pitch in terms of the result and who ends up picking up 1 point or 3 points or whatever the case may be, your pockets will still be lined a little bit. So thank you for tuning in. I have been your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio. Again, I want to shout out everybody at the Far From Vesuvius crew because we've got a fantastic crew. Shout out to producer Rafa, who puts this stuff out, makes this all happen, and runs the show. He's the capo of the group, so got to shout him out. And I appreciate all the love. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Also got to shout out all the Napoli clubs meeting tomorrow. I know there's a big meetup happening for this game, so shout out to them and shout out to everyone who's coming, because one Napoli, one nation, one love. It's awesome to see. And it's so cool to see all these fan clubs around North America and around the world coming together. So I appreciate the love. I appreciate you tuning in. I've been your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, and we are Far From Vesuvius. Bets on Napoli. Peace.